A New Yorican Child's Christmas in Vieques, my first tropical Christmas. No hable inglés en Vieques. Do not speak English in Vieques. I still remember my mother's words a few days before Christmas and after we had just completed a five-day steamship voyage to Puerto Rico and the long drive in a público to Fajardo, where we were waiting for La Lancha to brave the choppy straits for 2 hours and land us on my mother's home island, Vieques, an island off the eastern shore of Puerto Rico, itself an island in the West Indies. And I still remember that when half the island came to greet my mother and see the first Americano born in the family and hear him speak English and kept demanding, habla inglés, habla inglés, that I held out for as long as I could, repeating after each request my mother's admonition, no hable inglés en Vieques. But the bribes of bananas, oranges, sugar cane, and pennies were too great for four-year-old me to resist. And I succumbed by singing, Santa Claus is coming to town. A shower of applause and pennies rewarded my first adventure into performance poetry. But when I asked, ¿Cuándo viene Santa Claus? I was given the bad news. Vieques was one town Santa San Nicolás didn't go to. My devastation was relieved by my uncle's revelation that there were tres reyes, three kings, Gaspar, Melchor, and Baltasar, who delivered presents not on Christmas Day, but on January 6, because the camels on which they traveled were much slower than reindeer. They would be tired and hungry, and if I left some straw for them in a shoebox the next morning, I might find presents. Three Santas, three times more presents, I remember thinking in English. And they don't even have a list of who's naughty and nice. I obeyed and did not speak English except for the one time my Uncle Braulio tripled the ante to 3 pennies to hear me say curse words in English. But the Spanish I spoke was an equal source of delight, lauded with English words and syntax, hybrid utterances such as me comí 5 bananas and no me gustan anyway were preserved in family lore for decades. I didn't realize it then. I was one of the pioneer speakers of Spanglish. There were parties every night, and three of my uncles were the island's musicians, and my cousins and I would accompany them on parrandas to people's houses, where they played while everyone sang aguinaldos and danced and ate and drank and partied on to the next house, with many of us being carried sleepily and piled on beds and hammocks at each stop. On New Year's Day, I wept with my cousins, who were heartbroken over the slaughter of this pet suckling pig, Cucharón. But that evening, we fought over the rights to his cuerito, his roasted, crinkled skin that tasted better than candy. Barefoot and happy the entire time, I spent my second remembered Christmas with coconut palms instead of pine trees, sand instead of snow, sleeping in open shacks without doors, rocking softly in hammocks canopied with mosquito nets, with three kings and camels and straw and handmade gifts in shoeboxes, and family singing and dancing every evening, the rhythmic joy and faith of the Aguinaldos shining through their poverty, illuminating and deepening the memory and celebration of all my Christmases to come.